I'm just eating marshmallows.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Life Day 2022. We are diving back into the storage facility that we were in the middle of heisting. Does anybody remember? Can anybody catch us up to speed as to what's going on?
I thought I got arrested.
Yeah, well, you were gonna be arrested, and then murder. Oh yeah, roll Destiny.
Pretty sure I convinced the facility that there's a Sarlacc on the loose and everyone's hiding on top of their desks.
Yes. Ragbazi tricked everyone talking about Sarlaccs.
Yeah, okay. I do remember that.
I'm pretty sure Char Char threw a snowball at Lou. Is that his name?
Yeah, Lou.
And yes, knocked him out.
Char was hiding in the snowbank with his head buried in the snow. There were some scary dogs. We scared them away. John did John things and snuck in with them. I think he left the door open for us. And then Kevin Costner's doing Kevin Costner things, trying to hack the terminal. And then it gets a little fuzzy.
I don't remember
any of them. I think we quit going up the elevator to the
second we were getting ready to go up to the second floor.
You guys did find a map. I believe Kevin Costner hacked something.
Yes, I hacked to get us in, or like to try to like loop the cameras.
That too. Yes. So you guys are now the elevator opens, ding, and you are facing a long corridor that branches into other corridors. You know the corridor you're looking for is the central main corridor.
Okay.
Are you guys just stomping down the hall?
1 second.
Jesus, Adam.
Why are we here again? What are we trying to steal? It was something from...
You're trying to pull a job off that Lou and Gus had always talked about doing. Gus always wanted to do it, but it never ever happened. So this is like, you guys are trying to get Gus's groove back, remember?
I need to hydrate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's how Gus got his groove back, starring Gus. Some people.
And Queen Latifah. I'm pretty sure she was in one of those movies, right? God, she deserved to be. Wasn't.
All right, how are you guys going down this hallway? Are you going down this hallway? Are you guys are you scared and you guys turning back? Also, is Lou conscious?
Yeah, we woke him up. Okay. Yes, a med check was done on him to revive him.
Okay, Lou's just going to start walking down the hallway.
Tell him I have marshmallows.
You guys just fine with Lou just stomping off down the hallway?
Can I try to stop him?
Nope. Yeah, you can try to stop him. Are you gonna try and like say something to him, or are you actually gonna like try to physically accost this man again?
I just want to gently grab his arm.
Yeah. Oh. Are we not going? Are we? You scared?
You're scared.
Did he just say?
Gonna just shove him in front of him.
You're gonna try to push him out of Kevin Costner's grip?
Yeah.
Did he just call Kevin scared?
No.
He did? And then Char Char.
No, Lou did.
Lou did, Adam. Not Char Char.
Lou said, "Are you scared?" And Char Char said, "You're scared." And then just shoved him forward.
Yes. Implying.
Okay. No, that's fine. Kevin Costner will remember this.
Also, you guys remember Lou's got some sort of terminal illness. Sympathy. Please don't kill him. He only has so long. Char-char.
I'll roll a D20. D10. Odds Char-char remembers.
Even. You just roll, I'll tell you what happens. Yep, you totally remember. Because it's been like 20 minutes since the last time it came up, I believe.
But Char-char doesn't listen to people.
All right, so you're pushing Lou forward down the hall. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm hearing?
That's what we're doing.
I need you. Maybe Lou should make this roll. Yeah, failure with 6 threat. Gus, or not Gus, Lou doesn't realize as Char-char's pushing him that there's a blaze, like a tripwire, essentially, something that pressure triggers an alarm and pushes Lou right into the path of this, and an alarm starts going off.
Char-char will look at Lou and go,
Lou, what the fuck, dude?
Dude, you pushed me! What are you talking about?
You said you knew what you were doing.
I said I know where we're... Oh, God. We gotta get out of here and stop this alarm. It's not gonna keep everybody on the desks. You know, something's bound to come this way.
Is Doc Ragvazi still at, like, the intercom, or did he come upstairs?
I think you're all upstairs, aren't you?
I don't assume.
I would have followed you.
Oh, okay. I wanted to... I had a plan, but
that's I'm quite certain that I made sure everybody was in the elevator before we left.
So I'm looking down a corridor, and there's an alarm going off.
Mm-hmm. It has just started going off.
Oh man, this isn't good.
You want to do a quick?
How long is the corridor? Like, I guess I'll do a perception check to see if there's anything. Like, is there an alcove I could go hide in at this point?
Okay, so who is Lou again? Oh.
So it's going to be an average check with 2 setbacks. 1 setback is because it's kind of hard to see anything with everything flashing. And the other one is now, all of a sudden, it's immediately turned into a high-pressure situation.
Like, oh.
How many PSI?
So just 2 purple and 2 setback.
Okay. Triumph.
Single triumph. So no, you don't see anywhere to hide, but you do see right across from where this little trip section was, there's a security terminal.
Okay.
So let me draw this out for
Hack the Planet.
Yeah.
Hack the Planet. They're trashing.
So if the hallway goes all the way across, I should make those different colors. Hold on. There's the hallway.
All right.
Does it look like I could get to the terminal?
Oh yeah. As of right this second, you know, the hall is empty.
I wanna
And it has just started going off.
Kevin Costner will point at the terminal and say, I'm on it, and scamper.
Okay. Yeah.
He's scampering over. He'd like to do a slide up to the terminal. Like a sliding, like a baseball slide.
Adam, I swear to God, if you don't stop.
Okay, I'm done.
Char-Char's thermal detonator begins beeping in his pocket, and he can't figure out which pocket it's in.
It's okay. He embraces death.
Oh my God. Char-Char's going to the spice mines of Kessel. He loves to work out. No!
This is fine.
I can just give you the slide, I think. Oh, also, before we get any further, I believe, what is the count? It is 5 dark side to 1 light side.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Doc Ragvazi is the only person who rolled a light side, and Gus rolled 2 dark side.
That's because Gus is all emoed out. Like,
he is. Yeah. He's a sad boy.
He's getting the space.
Gus
station.
Or Lou?
He's
so sad.
Gus. Lou's a scaredy boy. Yeah, I'll give you the slide. It comes with a triumph. You can just slide up there. How do you want to do it? You like roll it, or are you like baseball sliding right into the wall?
I'm like baseball sliding in.
And like when your foot hits the wall, you just stand up. Like slide straight into standing up. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. So, if you recall earlier, you were you hacked the system and got a bunch of threats. And you got 3 threat the last time you were hacking. You were slicing.
Oh, yes.
So, I'm assuming you're slicing.
Oh, yes, it'll be computers stuff.
So, these terminals are hard, and I'm going to give you a setback for each of the threat.
Oh, God, this is going to be horrifying.
Yeah, Kevin Costner's a really good slicer, though. So, we'll see what happens. I was going to upgrade it, but I won't.
Okay. At least that threat will go away.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you good?
I'm good. A failure, a threat, and another goddamn triumph. So you failed the threat. You're going to take another setback, but with the triumph, I'll let you... it's going to increase... This time you're going to... Yeah, you're going to have 4 setback now. Do you want to upgrade?
No.
Do you have any skills for slicing that would decrease the difficulty? Or a slicer's toolkit or something?
I have all kinds of skills. Thank you for asking.
Do they pay the bills?
Remove 1 black dice per rank in checks to break code or decrypt communication. I have code breaker rank 1. I have bypass security rank 1, so that's 2 black die out.
Total or additional?
Total.
Okay. Cool. That would have helped you last time, too. I didn't even think about it.
That's fine.
Do you have, like, a Black Ops security breaker or anything? Like, a piece of equipment? No? Okay.
Kevin just has his slicing gear.
Hard with a setback. 3 success and a threat. Cool. Just so you know, you have 5 threat now.
5 threat?
I'm banking all of them. They're like, it's like, I'm adding a setback for each of those. He removes a bunch anyway.
What? Banking?
I got you. Okay. So I am in?
Yeah, you are in the network, and the alarm is going off.
What's the GUI interface look like?
This is a Linux-based computer. I know this.
So there's Kevin would
some pictures, right?
It's like the hand-washing pictures, and the hot witch you wear a hard hat picture, and the, like, pinch point. No, but really, you're in the network now. What is your first plan of action?
Disable the alarm.
Okay. What are the good doctors doing?
Oh, me damn.
I want to start heading back towards the storage areas.
Okay.
I assume that Kevin has this under control.
Kevin's always under control, unless a kid's involved.
I'm still standing in the elevator, making the situation less stressful by lining up a marketing herb.
Yeah, as you you guys hear the flick of his lighter, the doors to the elevator close, and it begins to go back down. I'm gonna flip a dark side for that. So, anyone who care to know, I think Char-Char and Doc Zaz would be the only ones who may have noticed, because Kevin Costner's
I'm focused.
Slice deep in this slice.
What could Char-Char noticed?
So only I noticed, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. You probably heard the lighter and then like bing as the doors slide shut. You probably just saw as the doors were closing, it frames Ragbazi perfectly, just lighting up the market herb, and then a big puff of smoke as the doors close. And you see the number go from 2 to 1 as you hear it going down.
First floor, ladies wear.
Mm-hmm. Lou is timidly following closely behind Kevin Costner, but not so close that he's like...
He's following me now?
Well, okay. Yeah, you're the scary one. Things are going nuts. He wants to be with the scary one, and now the elevator's gone.
Okay. I better move myself over there.
All right, Zaz, are you just walking into the... There's a set of double doors, like push doors, like the kind that would have like the push bumpers.
Can I have Lou follow me, since I'm the only one that's not like actively trying to murder him?
Yeah.
I wasn't trying.
Yeah. I'll come with you. You're pretty scary too, yeah.
Just threatening to kill him.
Lou's gonna follow you. Where are you going first? So, if we don't remember, the layout on the screen, we have a number of a square's pattern worth of room. When you first enter, the two in front of you, left is the hut. I can't remember what the hut's name is, but it's the hut that Char-Char was talking with on the cruise ship or the casino way back when.
Oh.
I think. I'm pretty sure that's who that hut was.
The guy that had the wasting disease?
Yeah. Yes, I think you. Yeah, I think actually think you're right. F is for.
I am right. I remember.
F is for the Fenrir Corporation.
He was super cool.
The A, which was the first room on the left as you're moving west to north, A is Adascorp, which is the Adaska company that Char-Char and Ragbazi would know. As the company you guys have been infiltrating your whole career, like that first job you guys did, and I think the third job you guys did had involved you guys going up against the Adascorp and the science labs and stuff. and that's those are the people that are working that have all the data on the genetic research. That all of the medical stuff you guys were dealing with came from Adascorp. So Char-Char's physiology and work on like advanced medical technologies for Doc Ragbazi. ZC is the Zan Consortium, which is the organization that you guys are here to hit, which is the group that Gus was trying to join, and they always wanted to steal from there when they were younger to prove that they were good enough that the consortium or that the group that was running the gangs at the time would like induct them for being so great. So that's what your target. Straight north is Ogen. The Ogen family has a storage unit here, which is the group coming after Doc Zaz. The R is for the Rodian gang, whose name I can't remember from our very first campaign that you guys made lasting enemies with. I know the name, but I can't think of it. And then the far right, the entire wing on the far right side is Imperial storage. And Lou said there's likely, with the Imperial stuff, there could be weapons, it could be information. These kind of places sometimes also have servers, like a remote servers, and like secure lockup. So just wanted to lay all this out as we go to rush in.
Okay.
Like, is there a hallway that runs where you can go to any of the rooms, or do you have to go through one room to get to another?
No, there's a hallway. Hold on, I'll draw. There's a hallway that continues off this direction, branches up. You can't see past the junction. There's a hallway along the outside, kind of like this. The Imperial one has like, it's like a double door situation. Like, it's not, there's not two doors. Maybe not, I don't know, but there's a bigger panel to access the Imperial side. So it's like takes up more space. There's a little micro hallway, a little leeway. Ragbazi, are you just chilling as the elevator goes down?
Yep.
Alright. As you hit the bottom, I believe there was one guard. This guy, the Beastmaster, and yep, his wolf. No, fuck that guy. are walking in, and just as they like enter the lobby, the door is open, and it just clouds are rolling out.
I am going to cough and exit. Do I see the Beastmaster and his?
Oh yeah, they're coming. They're facing you. Okay. What's going on here?
The Sarlacc. It's upstairs. It started a fire. It's all burning down.
Sarlacc started a fire. No.
I can't explain. We gotta get out of here.
There's no way. Start
running towards him.
That's not, may or may not be a good idea with the dog there.
To not like at him to like to try to like as I'm to feign me escaping the building.
What would it be? You're trying to
Mark Singer.
I think it would be his discipline. He doesn't have discipline. Willpower. So you're going to be going up against one purple and one red. You got to convince this guy.
I'm using my light side.
Oh, upgrade you. All right. Two failures, two advantage. No, something else is going on here. There's no way a Sawlak is going to start a fire on the second floor.
I'm telling you, it's no. up there, and it's destroying everything. You,
the ground-bearing go, beasts, like, they don't go, come come with me. They, no, show me.
Go up
show
there
me.
And look.
No. He grabs you, and he brings you along, and he's just like, sit, and the dog sits. And, because he doesn't want his dog to go up there if there's a fire. So he's going to walk you up there without the dog. You go to the elevator, and you guys are going back up. Bing!
Is he still...
It smells like market herb.
Am I still in hand-in-hand with him?
He's kind of like behind you with his hand on your shoulder, like kind of like pushing you back into the elevator. And then he probably turns around to push the button. So his back is to you for like a second.
I'm going to turn and start ruffling through my fanny pack.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pull out. Or I'm going to ready.
Yeah.
Let me see. I forget what I'm carrying. One second. Oh, what does that do? You know what? I'm just gonna blind grab. It's a hit of impact.
Impact? Oh no. Okay. Yeah. Let me. What is the roll for this?
I'm not attacking it. I'm getting it ready.
Oh, okay. So you grabbed a vial. I mean, if you want to tell me what you have, we can do like a roll, like see what you got. But if you're gonna drop impact, that's fine.
Okay, I have Impact, G-Ricknick, Glitter Stim, Neutron Pixie, and Cyanoxus on me.
Cyanoxus?
It just says parentheses anticoagulant.
Oh no. Alright, roll a 6.
1.
Yeah, Impact, you're right. It wasn't. You just fumble through the fanny pack quickly, rapidly, as the elevator door closes, and pull out a vial. Alright, and he's like, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure there's 100% no way that a Sarlacc got up here. Now maybe like through the staircase.
Have you seen a Sarlacc before? This one was a monster.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on National Space Graphic. You know.
While he's distracted, I'm stabbing him. And I'm gonna quickly hit the open door button.
Oh, before it goes up?
Well, or I'm after? Like I'm assuming like we're in transit and that it hasn't
okay.
opened yet.
Okay. what is the resilience roll for this? Or what is...
Impact. Last one encounter, upgrade ability-based checks. Once encounter ends, suffer one setback, die to agility, cunning, or intellect.
So, okay. I think I'm going to have you make a medicine check versus his resilience. Because these guys have stupid resilience. And it would be a shame that one dose of impact just ruins all of this physiology.
So this is to see if I stick him right.
Well, this is to see if if you hit a vein and are able to break through his physical resistance, because he's got a lot of resilience.
Okay.
And if you succeed, something bad will happen to him. But if he fails, he's going to get the full benefit of what you're giving him.
I was debating if I wanted to roll a thing, but here we go. Oh!
Okay, 4 failures. He's just like, oh, what the hell? And as the door opens, you all hear, ding! As this dude shoves his hand at Ragbazi, grabs it by the throat, and starts picking him up on the inside of this elevator.
Oh god.
My left hand's still dangling, trying to hit the open door button.
Yeah!
Dingly dingly.
Everyone just cool with this? Waiting for the door to close again?
So that's in front of the group then?
You can hear this guy, and you haven't even made it. You're still technically at the door, it looks like.
Oh, so Char-Char's
Lou and I are down the hallway.
Engage with this person.
So quite Char-char could like, be. You saw the door shut as the guy is lighting up. It opens up and now he's with a guy screaming and choking.
Who's like, is just like, you can see he's like not holding back. He's picking Doc Ragbazia by the neck. He's dosed. You can see the needle sticking out of the back of his shoulder. Like,
who's this guy?
He's one of the Beastmaster guards.
Oh, okay. So, Char-char can actually engage with this person?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. I want to punch him in the face.
Okay, so that's
certainly what I... Certainly
try. You can certainly try. Actually, I'm going to give you a boost because he is holding up Ragbazia.
So the guard has an upgraded agility check. I don't know how that affects this.
Upgraded? Oh,
so fine.
Hold on. Do we need to roll initiative? Maybe we should roll initiative. Before I let Char-char just start punching people to death. Everybody roll initiative.
Even those of us that are down the hallway?
I mean, you can choose not to interact, but we still got to roll initiative. Well,
yeah.
You know what? If you don't want to interact, don't roll initiative.
Well, I mean, the elevator, and we're down the hallway, so...
You could definitely hear this.
God damn it.
If you don't want to be involved in the... If you want to continue on and not involve yourself in this, we could do that.
Definitely vigilance, right? Unexpected.
For sure.
I mean, I don't want to be involved in this. Do I still have to roll?
I roll cool, because I always expect us to be in an interaction.
Ragbazia, roll it. You're directly involved in this. Oh no! How come none of them showed up?
Fine. Once I cave his face in.
Son of a bitch! Will everybody roll again, and I'll just.
No, I have 3 success.
I'm going to give.
It popped. There's not
a bunch.
Oh, did it? Oh. Okay, so Kevin Costner was 2-1. There's 2-1.
Get rid of the PC with the 1-1.
What's that?
1-1 PC.
Actually,
oh, 1-1 is PC?
Yeah, that's an extra one. I haven't rolled yet.
What?
Oh. Oh my.
Triumph.
I love it.
Single 2. PC got a 2-3. 3. 1-4. The bad one? Look at it.
Hey, good girl.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're still 0.
What?
Yeah, Char-char, if you want to punch him first.
Oh.
Me.
Yeah.
Boost.
Straight in the face.
What is the... Okay, let me know what impact does real quick. Give me that rundown.
Last one counter. It upgrades ability-based checks. Once the encounter ends, they suffer 1 setback die to agility, cunning, or intellect-based checks for the rest of the session.
I'm going to give a setback because of this impact, because now he's like, just for, at least just for this.
That's fine.
Because he just got hit with this, and it's coursing the system. Go ahead, whenever you're ready.
When I make a brawl or melee check, I want to suffer strain up to ranks.
Yeah.
Frenzied attack?
Yeah.
Wait, one second.
I have 2 ranks of frenzied attack.
Okay. What does that mean?
It means it upgrades the attack to an equal amount when I do that.
Upgrades?
Yep.
Upgrades.
Upgrade.
How many times can you do this?
2.
Once per encounter?
Whenever I want.
That's not possible. You must have written that down wrong. 2 upgrades, not 2 boosts?
I don't know. We can look it up real quick. I'm fine with that.
So this is Char-char attacking the guard, right? Not the...
I'm gonna punch
him. Yeah. This is Char-char attacking the guard.
Yeah.
Frenzied attack.
Read it for me.
Star Wars.
Must.
Like, I'm almost positive I just copied and pasted it.
Almost positive.
When making a melee or brawl combat check, the character may suffer a number of strain, then upgrade the ability of his combat check by that number. The number cannot exceed the number of his frenzied attacks. I have 2 ranks of frenzied attacks.
Oh my god. And you do that as many times as you want?
Yeah, as long as I suffer 2 strain, but it's fine.
2 strain per or 1 strain per?
Well, 1 strain per. So I'm doing it to 2, so I'll take
it. All right.
But it's like no biggie for Char-char.
Well, hold on.
second wind.
Where did... hold on, what the heck? My destiny pool disappeared.
So I'll take 2 strain.
Wait a minute. Don't do anything.
Wait, you already upgraded on destiny. What are you doing? You can't double upgrade.
What are you talking about? I didn't upgrade. Did I?
I thought you did.
Oh, I gave him a boost. Destiny pool, there it is.
So 2 upgrades, right?
Yeah, so you've got a boost and 2 upgrades. He's got 1 boost. I don't use
the lifeline point to upgrade it again.
Okay. Alright. I'm trying to give you guys points.
Also, when I do this, I'm going to use skills. Combat. I'm going to use Feral Strength.
What does that do?
That says active to be passive. Add 1 damage per rank of Feral Strength to 1 hit of successful attack made in Brawl or Melee. I have 2 ranks in that, too.
Okay. Roll your attack.
Every success adds 1 damage. Or 2 damage, sorry.
Your attack, Paul Blart.
To the face. Boom! What's his face look like?
Wow.
After I hit it.
Can't 5 select like lightsaber.
Yeah. 5 5 success, 1 advantage, and a triumph.
So how fine a mist does
so that's 11 damage. You're not gonna kill this guy. 11 damage. Oh wait, I guess you did critical him, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you want him dead?
Yeah.
Ragbazi.
wait, only if it's a very fine mist.
He's holding you up by the neck. And you're tapping this button. You're just like frantically slapping the button, trying to find like the bell so you can ring it to draw someone's attention. And then you just see this blue glowing shielded fist punch through the right in front of you. And you are just covered in this this weird grayish reddish blood. And you get dropped. You fall. And he drops.
Oh, Char, you're such a good boy. I'm gonna reach up and scratch his beard.
I love this arc, by the way. do you want to roll? Is there an animal handling skill we can roll for this?
Yeah, but I just...
No.
Would it be like a leader?
I'm bonded with him.
Oh my god. Yeah, Char, you actually feel really good about this. You're like, yeah, I did. I am a good boy.
Charger's just gonna kind of like nod his head to one side and just go like, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Blue is like beside himself. Just like, oh my god. Ragbazi or Zaz, are you still like walking towards the other doors? Or did you come back and witness all of this?
Didn't even use a force power for that.
I gently turn Lou's head away from the scene and be like, just come with me.
Kevin Costner, someone killed quicker than you could this time. How do you...
Kevin's fine with it. He's been focusing on making sure that he knows where he's going.
Yeah, absolutely. The alarm has gone off for a couple seconds, maybe 4 or 5 seconds, long enough that people heard it, but there's a Sarlacc on the loose.
I'm going to start... I'm gonna start rubbing my hands on the ground to grab some blood. I'm rubbing on Char. I was like, "You're gonna need this. It's gonna be more believable when you use the Sarlacc thing again."
Just bloody handprint streaking Char's red shirt, all over his Gungan arms.
Sure.
This guy almost bought it. I had him on the ropes, and then, oh man.
Oh, he's gonna he'll pat Ragbazi on the shoulder and just say,
"I know he did. Yeah, sure thing, bud."
As we have this conversation, I slowly want to climb on top of Char.
Are you doing like the handout, like easy?
Yeah.
Okay. I get this. You're going to climb on Char. Char, you notice in the guard's pocket with your advantage, there's a flask of alcohol in his pocket. I'm assuming Char's going for the flask.
I'll take the flask.
Yeah. So when you've been down to pick it up, Ragbazi just kind of slinks. His arm slowly comes around your neck, like under your ears, and he's like koala bearing you now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Sure, be like,
yeah, sure, whatever.
All right, you guys are now tandem. Here comes the Beast Rider. I can't believe it. Now we have multiple Beast Riders. All right. Zaz and Kevin Costner. What's Zaz doing?
I want to go to the ZC one. And I would like to do a perception check to see if there's any traps or anything.
I need you to make a vigilance check before you can get to those first couple of doors there. I believe I had it's hard with a single setback. Vigilance or perception? A success and two threat. Okay, so you notice in time that there's another set of sensors that would trigger your passing them. Before you open the door, you see a large security droid walk past towards the ZC. He's going from east to west towards the Adaska and Consortium lockers. I mean, it's a hefty droid. He didn't see you, though.
So he's eventually going to walk out of sight?
Yeah, he is now. He just walked out, and you see him walk past the doorway. You can't really see when he gets to the other hallway, but you can hear him still walking. You can hear his, like, dum, 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 dum. He's heavy. He's a heavy boy. So you can hear his footsteps.
I'm going to go back out to Kevin and inform him of this droid to see if he can maybe help shut it down or something.
Ah, yes, the old Kevin Costner.
Master of Death.
He'll look up as Zaz is talking to him.
I'm awake. Look at
that. I suppose Kevin would look to see if there's a way to get into the droids from this terminal.
So you can see that there are, like, you can see which droids are assigned which routes, but this isn't a droid control station. This is more of like a monitoring and secure, like, alarm station.
Sure.
So you'll have to, you're assuming that it's not the same place where the storage is, right? That wouldn't make any sense.
Well, yeah.
But you can either assume that it's down the east corridor or somewhere down the south corridor. But it's not labeled. This isn't like a place. This isn't like a hospital. The maps end with the downstairs.
Okay. Let's see.
But yeah, I'll let you know. There's at least there's one droid patrolling the lockers. There's another droid who is patrolling the second floor. It just says the second floor. And there are a few droids on the main floor that interchangeably will occasionally come upstairs, do a patrol down the east-west corridor, and then back to the elevator, and then back downstairs.
Okay. Are all these hallways open, or do they have doors? Like, as you get through the double door right there, and you get into that hallway where, like, you could start to go towards, like, the lockers for the Zaim Consortium. Are these, like, the hallways, are they just open?
There are doors where I'm putting pink or magenta that you can see. Oh, hold on, I have some door here. Yeah. So that where that elevator. Bing bong.
Bing bong.
Okay. No, I was just trying to figure out if that locker area had any doors in it, other than, like, the doors going into the lockers.
No, yeah, it's just that, okay. And the doors that go into the lockers.
Is there a way to shut the power off? If I did another check to see if that was something I could do.
We could do, like, a perception check to you, so you can see if you can find where, like, the wire, like, the power line we're running to. Because there's bound to be a junction box, at least for this floor, on this floor.
Absolutely.
It'll just be... It's average, but I'm going to use a dark side point to up.
Okay.
It's just a storage warehouse. I'm trying to be inconspicuous.
Oh, sure. You ready for me?
Oh, I'm ready. Success and an advantage. Yeah, so you notice that all of the power lines seem to be running into the southeast. Going down the south corridor, the southeast room is there. That is where the, like, data lines, power lines, it's all running into that room. So you're like, it's likely to be like the communication hub, the wet wall, it's gonna be where the power runs to. All this, is what the utilities closet.
Perfect. Kevin will look at Zaz and say, "I'll get the power. You guys get in and get what we need." And peeking around the corner to make sure
there's nobody unfriendly, he would start to make his way south.
Sure. Yeah. Zaza, you go. Oh, go on.
Okay, not all the way there. Just like he's starting to, like, he's about halfway down the south hallway is all he's, like, he's kind of going slow.
All right, Charbazi, what are you doing?
What are we doing? Okay.
I guess technically, Ragbazi, what are you commanding Char-Char as your mount? How do you guide him?
I mean, like, Char-Char's not raging right now.
So. No, but Char-Char thinks he's in control. But I imagine there's a subtle way in which Ragbazi is guiding your motion.
Oh, okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I suppose I'm lazily gesturing with my smoking hand towards the team.
The joint still between your fingers over there. You can see a little wisp of smoke as you waggle your hands back and forth. There's just like a little traced outline down the hall behind you.
Churcher will pull out that. We'll pull the topper off that flask that he just grabbed.
And mm-hmm.
Kind of smell it real quick.
Oh yeah, it's like whiskey.
Oh yeah,
it's not Corellian, but it's definitely it's not bad. Probably mid shelf.
He'll take a pull from it.
Yeah,
a small pull.
Roll for herpes? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
And then just recork it, and then kind of just see where Ragbazi is gesturing towards, and shrug and go.
All right,
Ragbazi, which door are you taking him to? North, south, or east? Or which corridor?
Elevator's over here.
Yep, that's the west, all the way at the west end.
I'm assuming we didn't see anyone go anywhere.
Oh no, you probably watched them all split up. You at least saw Kevin Costner go south. Well, I guess Doc Zaz came back to let Kevin Costner know what was going on, so you probably saw where everyone's going.
Yeah,
Kevin will be okay. I'm sure he'll wipe out the whole floor. Let's go find Doc Zaz.
All right.
Still waving.
Yep. So you guys make it north. Zaz, do you inform them of what's going on, or?
Which direction are we going in?
Listen, guys, this is the plan. Lou and I are going to go to the left up here, and you guys are going to go to the right. There is a droid in there. Do not enter the Imperial or the Fenrir areas. We're just going to loop around and try to avoid the droid to get to the ZC. Understood?
You just set them to the right.
I know.
Okay.
So I'm assuming Doc Zaz is in front of me. So I'm like, my left, your right? As I'm pointing to my right.
I was going to say, very confused.
Which direction are we going?
Other way, Char-Char. Other way.
You grab the handle and the door is locked.
No, I'm following Zaz. Which way is Zaz going?
The door...
Or wreck bomb,
is sorry. Locked.
Wait, how is it locked? I went in there before.
When? You looked through the window. I saw it. You didn't make it to the roll was to see if the if you could catch an alarm before you triggered it. You did.
Oh, I was understanding that I was in the hallway and then saw a droid.
You were still in the northern corridor, and you were approaching the double doors. They have like the little like the things and the handle on one side. You're on the handle side.
Which direction are we going?
Char-Char, the door, if you please.
Yeah. Which door?
But wait until the lights go out. The pink square right in front of us.
All right.
So but wait until the lights go out.
I'm going to and kick him on the side.
Okay.
Where's the carrot?
It's the bark and herb he's got in front of your face that occasionally he brings to your lips.
All right. So, gotta wait.
Actually, by the way, he is raging. Because in the lobby, I'm quite certain Ragbazi jabbed you with something. Maybe that was the first fight in the other in the burnt out place.
I remember in the burnout place,
Okay.
I don't know if you saw my thing that I typed in there, but we're becoming less smugglers and more a drug cartel. The way that
Ragbazi is definitely.
I've always been part of the drug cartel. Guys.
He's definitely been selling drugs on the side. let's see.
What Gus wants. He wants to be his own cartel.
All right.
Make sure we leave some flyers at the desk.
Yeah.
Where they can re-up their prescription.
As Kevin Costner approaches, you hear on the left-hand side, there's definitely a droid stomping around in this room. But there is no window to either door. They are both windowless. Okay. And we are going to take a break real quick.
Sounds good.
You come to the door. The door is locked, clearly. And the one across the hall may or may not be locked. I don't know if Kevin Costner cares to find out. But you do hear the distinct sound of large combat droid or guard droid stomping around in the other room.
Okay.
And with that, this episode of Life Trade 2022 will come to an end. We hope you enjoyed the show. And if you did, check us out on our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, or our Linktree, linktr.ee/talesoftheouterrim. If you could give us a like, a rating, and a review, that would be awesome. It helps more people find the show and helps us spread around the internet a little bit more. We want to say thanks to Steph Makepeace for doing the music for the show. She does a great job, and we really love the sounds she made for us. Have a good day, have a good night, and may the force be with you.
Thank you.